The acceptance of this as a newscast is simply more proof of the poor condition of our most revered institutions.
Why do you say that?
Here's Rick Stacy and the Sunny Update.
Oh, well, Rick Stacy out today.
He just doesn't like us. I think he's avoiding us around the holidays.
Well, he's also got his diverticulosis, or what's he got?
Poor Rick.
Some of his intestines, and he ate some peanuts, which he shouldn't have done. And
he's a little under the weather, so it's just us today.
Oh,
there's a lot going on, though, man.
Yeah.
Our plates are full today. See, if we are, there
except
are three
Rick's.
People
his
here.
His is empty this morning.
Yeah, he
no
can't
no more
do
steak,
anything.
Burger, mushroom surprise for him.
Oh, and I have a story about that later, which we'll get to probably in the 7 o'clock hour.
Oh, boy.
So, what you got with the swearing-ins?
Oh, yeah. Big happenings in Orange County. Official business happening in Orange County. New mayor and new sheriff, both sworn in about an hour apart yesterday morning. John Mina, who until this past November was Orlando's police chief, sworn in as the new sheriff of Orange County. A short time later, the old Orange County sheriff, Jerry Demings, was sworn in as county mayor.
So they just flip-flopped.
Kind of.
He's like,
taking the old job, and then Demings is taking Teresa Jacobs' old job.
Gotcha. So. Where's Teresa Jacobs going?
Outgoing to Mayor Teresa
chilling?
Jacobs, who was elected Orange County School Board Chairwoman in August. So
they
yeah,
all just play musical chairs.
It's musical chairs, yeah.
That sounds about right. Well, good for them.
But the ceremony was very sweet. Everybody was sad and excited, but, you know.
They're sad? Why? Oh, because, like, well, out I mean, with, you know, with the new kind of...
I've worked here for 27 years, now I gotta go to this job.
Right.
You know.
Pretty sure you'll
bunch
be okay.
Bunch of new guys.
Yeah.
And locker's not in the same spot. Coffee tastes different.
Seniors might pick on me. I think they'll be okay. So this was interesting. I came in this morning. I feel like every day that there's a new recall. You know, a couple weeks ago, it was the romaine lettuce. Everyone freaked out, pulled all the romaine off the shelves.
Uh-huh.
Today, over 6 million pounds of raw beef. Ground beef, recalled, tainted with salmonella. Now, it was beef that was packaged, which this sounds weird because you would think it would be too old. It was beef that was produced and packaged between July and September. Now, I know you can freeze meat for like a while, but still, they pulled a bunch of beef off the shelves. Salmonella, here's the thing that a lot of people don't know about salmonella. No deaths have been reported, by the way, but 246 people became super sick in 26 states. About 56 people have been hospitalized. If you have salmonella, it's going to start about 12 to 72 hours after you've eaten it. So if you ate beef like 4 days ago and nothing happened to you, you're probably fine by now.
But if you ate some like maybe
yesterday,
night before last, and
I mean, it probably would have kicked in already, like I said, between 12 and 72 hours. So if you had some yesterday, you might start feeling iffy today. But if you don't, then usually you're good. And when you make beef, you know, it's supposed to be between...
What are the symptoms? You get a fever or you just...
That and nauseous and throwing up and all the yuckies. All the yuckies that nobody wants. Today, and some, you know, sad news that happened the other day with George Bush's passing, today is the day of mourning, which doesn't really happen a whole lot in observance of his death. Now, the Obamas are going to be there at the services, and then the Clintons, the Bush Juniors, all along with the Trumps. Everybody's going to be together in one room.
Busy day for Secret Service.
They're all going to get together. Oh, and that's another thing. So all the government jobs, what happens in a National Day of Mourning is all the government jobs are going to be suspended for the day, except for those of like security or national security. Now, mail is not going to run, regular mail. And a lot of people were concerned since it is so close to the holidays. Limited packages will be delivered, just not regular mail. So if you have some packages coming to your house, you might get it today. Might be a couple more days. And then, you know, George Bush is going to be buried in Texas right alongside his wife, Barbara. Oh, this was... I got to read this. Let me pull this up real fast.
Wow,
so I saw this tweet. Was it a tweet or Instagram? It's an Instagram. That Jim McGrath put out. And it's an aerial photo from last night of George Bush, the American flag, and all the people waiting to get in to see him.
Oh, yeah.
And he said... George was briefed in 2011 about his funeral and the lying state and what happens when you're the 41st president. And then he said, do you think anybody will come?
Aww.
And last night people waited hours in line to pay their respects. So it was really cool to see that there's this photograph. I'll try to put it up on our Facebook page of everybody waiting outside to get in to pay their respects to George Bush.
Winning.
I know. So that's pretty cool.
Aww. Well, geez.
You have a happy story, right?
Kinda. There's a mild bit of controversy. But,
oh boy.
You know the big star we put up in Orlando right there over Orange Avenue? The Jack Kansas Azanzas star?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, utility workers were hanging it up, and then apparently a lot of the parts were broken on it.
Really?
Yeah, I guess parts of it failed to light up.
Boo.
So the city was trying to make it better, and I guess what they did, they upgraded the entire display with LED technology.
Ouch, my eyes. Where's the sunglasses?
Well, they're saying the drivers, they're saying it's going to save the cost of lighting it.
Yeah, but when people drive by that, do you know how bright those are? Right? Am I wrong? Did I just make that up? LED lights are pretty bright, right?
Yeah, I mean, it says they're actually operating at about 50% of their power capacity, so it could go even brighter.
Oh, great. I could just see everybody putting their blinders down.
Well, it definitely looks different. It looks different.
People are not, some people love it, some people not liking the change.
Yeah, you got a mix of both. Like, I mean, you've got, it looks the same, it's like the same shape, but the colors are different. It's got like purple on it now.
All right.
And it just says, it looks different, but people on social media were kind of going off. One Facebook user says, I hate the new downtown Christmas star so much, I can't deal with it. I hate it more than the traffic I'm sitting in, which is forcing me to look at it. Hashtag Orlando, what were you thinking?
Oh boy, and the people that live around there have to deal with that. It's probably so bright.
I don't know if anybody lives in those little spots right there, just above the bars there. But
right.
I mean, I don't know. It's bright. It's bright and it's different. And they're like, yeah, we only got it halfway. We could crank this thing up, really.
Oh God, it's going to be like Christmas Vacation. The whole town's going to shut down.
I don't know.
Hello. I am your neighbor's holiday light display. I'd like to sincerely apologize for my 16,000 bulb festive obnoxiousness. It's clear that I love the holiday more than you do, but I'm sorry for rubbing your nose in it. That Santa riding a hoverboard is so bright, you had to wear sunglasses to bring your trash to the curb last night. It's like you live in Times Square now. Times Square, filled with reindeer and Smurfs. All I know is that when Santa comes, he'll know which house deserves more presents. Mine. Apologetically yours, your neighbor's holiday light display.
Rick! Let's make it our best show ever.
Stacy!
Let's do it.
In the morning.
Sunny FM!